From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama may have signed the health care bill, and the Senate is working on final changes through reconciliation, but NPR's Don Gagne reports Republicans still say they want to kill the legislation.
Republicans like Indiana Congressman Mike Pence remain defiant, and despite their loss in the U.S. House, they say they're not out of options.
It wasn't so much that a Republican minority lost on Sunday night. The American people lost. But this fight is not over.
The GOP promises to fight the final changes to the bill that Senate Democrats want to complete this week. Failing that, conservatives say they'll take the fight to the courts, hoping to have the new law declared unconstitutional because of its mandate that most Americans purchase insurance. And they say the entire battle has unified their base into an energized movement that they say will help deliver Congress to the GOP in November's elections. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is also set to sign an executive order related to the health care law this afternoon. It reaffirms restrictions on federal funding for abortion. Conservative Democratic Congressman Bart Stupak of Michigan made it a condition for his support of the health care bill. We'll be getting the latest news on new home sales this morning after a report yesterday showing a third straight month of declines in existing home sales. NPR's Chris Arnold reports there is some hope that the pressure of an expiring tax credit will help boost new home sales.
Home sales had been getting a boost from a federal home buyer tax credit, and many realtors and economists have been hoping to see a similar second boost now that the tax credit's been extended. But lately, sales have been pretty lackluster.
I think, everyone would have liked to have seen better numbers from that.
Cameron Findlay is chief economist at LendingTree.
It's kind of like one of those things where, you know, you want your son or a daughter to achieve straight A's and they come in with C's. I don't think we can call it a failure.
But home sales are slumping again, and the number of homes sitting on the market unsold is growing again, and that's not a good sign. Some analysts are hopeful, though, that with the deadline now looming just a month and a half away to buy a house and still qualify for the tax credit, that sales will soon start picking up. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
A big snowstorm has hit several states in the country's midsection, but National Weather Service forecaster Bruce Terry says one state is bearing the brunt.
There's a little bit in Wyoming and northern New Mexico, but pretty much the bullseye is much of Colorado.
Forecasters say up to 16 inches may fall in the metro Denver area and up to 20 inches in the foothills and mountains before the snow ends. Road travel is already tough with the snow that has fallen. There are some problems and delays at Denver's airport, and power is out to thousands of customers. Stock prices have been higher around the world today, with investors more optimistic about global economic recovery. This is NPR News. The U.S. and Pakistan begin 2 days of high-level talks today in Washington. Obama administration officials say the so-called strategic dialogue is meant to produce a better long-term relationship between the two countries. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam with a preview.
Although the strategic dialogue officially starts today, the Pakistani delegation has already been making the rounds in Washington. That includes General Ashfaq Kiani, the head of Pakistan's army and arguably the country's most powerful man. Senior U.S. military officials have spent months shuttling to Pakistan to build a rapport with Kiani. He's one of the key figures in determining the direction and extent of Pakistan's fight against the Taliban and other extremists. And he reportedly is asking for help, unmanned aerial vehicles, helicopters, and other military hardware. The rest of the Pakistani delegation has also put in requests for economic aid and help with water and energy issues. But Pentagon officials stress that the strategic dialogue is more than just Pakistan asking and the U.S. giving. It's about building a better relationship between the two countries. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Women need to get more exercise than first thought as they age if they want to avoid gaining weight. Lead researcher Aimin Lee of Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital says a new study surveys thousands of middle-aged women.
To maintain their normal weight and gain less than 5 pounds over the long term, these women were physically active at 60 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity on a daily basis.
She says that's an hour a day of brisk walking or other similar exercise. Lee says overweight women need even more exercise to avoid gaining more weight. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.